Aleisho, Chelek Aleph, Reish, Lamed, Tes, the 13th chapter, Oid, Bechina, Achas, Babedeseh, Shel Tamid Chacham, one further aspect or facet to the Avodah V'Tamid Chacham. Ad Koi Nisbarelenu Madagos HaTamid Chacham B'Torah V'Miluy. We explained levels that the Tamid Chacham attains in Torah and in filling his world so that it's saturated with Torah and Rashamayim. Me'ata Aleinu Lisbonen B'Mitzvahs K'doyishim Tiyu, Purushim Tiyu. We have to examine this mitzvah, obviously at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim. Shelefi haramban zoi mitzvah saseh liyos tamid chacham. According to the Ramban, it's the commandment, the instruction to be a tamid chacham. V'zeh leshono HaKadosh, we're quoting from the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim. It's a very famous passage. Kedoshim tiyu hayu perushim min ho'arayos v'chuleh leshono Rashi. Often the Ramban starts by quoting Rashi, that Kedoshim means to separate from arayos in particular. The Ramban says in the Midrash Sotah that it says Purushim to you without specifying from Arayois. In general, to you Purushim. I don't agree with Rashi that this Purushim is specifically an abstinence or a separation from issues to do with the sexual nature. It's used in the sense that it's used throughout the Talmud, Purushim, the Chachamim were called Purushim in contradistinction to the Tzedukim. In general, the Chachamim were called Purushim, and the Ramban argues that Purushim here in the Torah Sekanim is used in the same sense as it's used throughout the Talmud, which is not limited to Arayois. The concept being as follows, Ke'atira, Hizhira, Be'arayois, Uve Ma'achalim Asurim. The Torah prescribes certain requirements and certain prohibitions in Arayos and also with food. But even though it warns us regarding Arayos, it still permits sexual relations with one's wife. Even though it forbids ma'achilim asurim uve'achilas basavayayin, it permits the eating of meat and wine and other things. Im ken yimitza ba'al tava makoim, a ba'al tava will find room within the parameters of Torah. To be immersed in these issues, whether with his wife or several wives. He's paraphrasing a pasuk over here. To be a glutton, and to be somebody who's immersed in sybaritic activities, just yain and meat. Speaking in a vulgar fashion, because it's not explicit prohibition. This memorable phrase, he'll be a despicable creature all within the parameters of the Torah. It's quite possible to do that. This is the Ramban. After specifying certain things that the Torah forbids outright, in particular, the pasuk here comes, and gives a general instruction. When it says kedoshim to you, sheniyeh perushim min ha-moiseros, to separate ourselves to some extent from moiseros is really literally excesses, from excessive involvement in these things. V'ma'et b'mishgal, to limit one's sexual activities. Kinyan she'amru, like Chazal say, that shelo yu talmidei chachamim metzuyim etzel ha-shosem keter neguilim. That talmid chacham should not be like a rooster around his wife, constantly around his wife, and do it according to the need, and further sanctify himself from wine by moderation. That's his pshat for why the Torah calls the Nazir Kadosh, because he separates himself from wine. And remind oneself of the terrible incidents that came as a result of wine, in the case of Noach and Loit, of going overboard with alcohol. Similarly, the Torah here means that the Talmid Chacham should separate himself from Tumah. There's no loisas in the Torah not to become Tomei. The Torah just specifies that under certain conditions a person becomes Tomei, and then a procedure to cleanse oneself. But there's no prohibition. But this, kedoshim to you, means to separate oneself from tum'ah. Kinyan she'izkiru, like the statement of Chazal, b'kdei am ha'aretz midras la'pirushim. This idea of separating oneself from tum'ah. And furthermore, Uchmoshin Kahan Nazir Kadosh. Another reason why it's called Kadosh, we saw above, because he separates from Yain, but here also because he Beshomrei Mitumas Meis, he guards himself from becoming defiled by the corpse, Gamkin. Vegam Yishmor Pivu L'Shanoi. Furthermore, this injunction here to the Talmid Chacham is to guard his mouth and his tongue. Mehis Ga'el Beribuy Achila Gasa, from becoming defiled and sullied with gluttony. Umina diburonimas, and from vile speech. Kinyan shizki akasuv, like the pasuk says in Yeshayahu Perektes, v'chol pe doiver nevala. V'kadesh atzmo bazeh, the Talmid Chacham should sanctify himself here, ad shegei l'frishus, to the point where he gets to a level which we can define as precious, is separate from it, kemo shabur al Rabbi Chiya, shalei sach sicha betela miyamav. Rabbi Chiya reached very high levels. His mouth was so guarded that he never spoke an idle word in his life. Be'elu v'chayetzeben. It's in these and similar things. These are just examples. Ba ha-mitzvah zes klalis. We have this general instruction of kdoshim tiyu. Kdoshim tiyu acharei she-peret kol averosh nesorot ha-gami. After the Torah specified all the transgressions which are outright forbidden. Ad she-ikanes b'chla zes ha-tzava'ar. This instruction goes so far, it includes so much more, to the point of hanekiyus b'yadav u'begufo. It also includes hygiene, all the way there. Kemo shamru, like Chazal said, it's a brisa we saw not so long ago, v'iskadishtem elumayim rishonim. Yisem ketoshim elumayim acharonim. Ki kadosh ze shemen oriv. Ki afal pish elu mitzvos midivem. Even though these things are certainly midirabonon, mayim rishonim, mayim acharonim, etc., that's midirabonon. Ikar kasuv b'chayetze b'ziyazir. The essence of our pasuk is talking about similar things. Shenye nikiyim utuhirim, we should be clean and pure, ufrushim me'amon me'adam, and separated from the masses, shemelachlechim atzman b'moseros v'kirim, who soil themselves with excesses and luxuries and ugly things. Adkan the Ramban. Kedusha, omaru b'mavol shazeh, we said in the introduction to this shah that Kedusha is he is ererusoy ha'atzmis shel ha'adam. We said it's when the person is aroused from within himself, we define it there as a transparency, that one is aware of oneself. One can see into oneself, one is transparent, and mimela to arouse oneself. The person by himself has an insight into his inner world, and mimela makes certain gedarim in terms of conduct. Such a person can see clearly how to behave in those events, circumstances, whatever it is, when there's no clear halacha. You won't find it in Shulchan Aruch, but he has a clarity as to how to behave then. Begeder matzmor metira. It's that geder, like Chazal say about Avraham Avinu. The person knows how to behave in certain scenarios, even though it's not in Shulchan Aruch. Zeu hefech ha-tumah, we said that as well over there, that tumah is the opposite of kedusha. Ha-metamtemes is alev, tumah is obscure, it's when something is opaque, one isn't sensitive to oneself. Leval yagish b'matzavu v'chiyuvam, the person is not aware and not sensitive to his situation, his circumstances, and his obligation. V'inei kan, that's what you said above, here, yisparu dvarim yisir b'ez Hashem. We want to explain that further. We have this midrash. It's in Parashas Kedoshim, this pasuk, you shall be Kadosh because I, Hashem, am Kadosh. Keshem Shani Kadosh, Kachatem Tiyu Kadoshim. Just as I am holy, you should be holy. Keshem Shani Parush, Kachatem Tiyu Parushim. And as I am separate, so too you should be. Hareikan Shtei Avchanos. The midrash obviously differentiates these two terms. There's Kedusha and there's Prishus. Even though the Pashtus mean the same thing on a superficial level, they mean separate. Yeah. What is the concept? What is the distinction between Kedusha and Pishus? Answer. When we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and describing as Kadosh, Kavanaseinu lomar sheyitzbarach muvdal umufrash mikol chomer vegeshem. The basic definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transcendent, separate from any physical notion whatsoever. He's not a physical being. Veshehu meshulal kol musag enoshi, in that no human term, no human terminology has any connection to him. Meshulam means he negates any human concept. Havchanazoi b'kedusha hi efoi shlili. So this distinction is negative. He is not physical. He is separate and transcendent from the physical. Ve'hi ani kes b'torah kolim anal parush. That's the term that the Midrash uses when it says parush. It's a negative concept. Im ken mayav chana kadosh. So what is kadosh na? Im nisbonen b'davaz le'em koif. Look at this deeply. She'en le'enosh kol musag bo yisporach. That no human being has a concept of a kadosh b'ruch, no knowledge of him as he is in his essence. Because it is above and beyond anything that we could possibly attain. What follows from that is that gam ein keitz v'sachlis, there's no end levirchoisav ulatzlachoisav to the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch can bestow and the success he can bestow. It's beyond any conception that we have. Ki ein lanu musag utfisa, we have, again, no idea, beribui oifanim en keitz, in the innumerable, you know, literally innumerable manners, by miuchal hashpia l'yashir, with which HaKadosh Baruch can bestow and help and sustain, la'azor levarech, to help and bless. Emor me'ata, our conclusion is be'oimek ha'avchana shlilis shebikdusha zizbarach. When you look deeply into the negative aspect of HaKadosh Baruch's kedusha, munachas avchana chiyuvit, there's a positive aspect of it. Hu yizbarach meshulal kol musag berom memusoi. On the negative side, and again, negative here, we don't mean in a negative sense. Yeah, I mean in the one, it's hard to explain. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely removed from any concept of that we can grasp because of his rememus. Aval gam bevirchasov yishu asoi. But the flip side of it is that in the bracha that he bestows or the Yeshua, ein ketz bezachlis. There's no end to it. There's no limit. Zoi ha'avchana ha'chiyuvis shebakedusha. That's the positive aspect of the kedusha. La'avchana zois mechaven ha'torah skonim anal behoi. It's this aspect that the Midrash means when it says, Keshem she'ani kadosh, kachatem tiyu kedushim. So we have both, parush and kadosh. Uma nilmad anachnu mima shuiz varach parush v'kadosh. What are we supposed to learn from the fact that he has both these aspects? K'moi shuiz varach muvdal mikol chomim v'geshim. So the first part. Just like he is separate and distinct and transcended beyond any physical form, kach gam anachnu nishtael lisalos me'al yetzirif ritzunos. That's what the Ramban spoke about. We should try to rise above in immersing oneself in the physical and excesses and a lot. That's what the Ramban that we read about above. That's fairly straightforward. Ulam maya kedusha chiyuvis b'chayinu. Now the positive aspect that Hashem has, this endless ability to bestow and to help and to sustain and to bless, where does that fit in our lives? Zoi nekuda niflah, it's really a wonderful point. Bamidashanu mis'alim me'al yetzer uvehemius. To that same extent that we rise above our yetzer, beyond just mere physical experience, to that same extent, we discover a space within ourselves, pnimi, an inner dimension, misham shifas atzilus eitza v'tushia, from which there wells an ability, a counsel, advice, thought, al kol malachei chayenu, regarding all the processes of our lives. Keshanu chayim besoch alamein ha'pnimi zeh, when we live in that inner world, we earn that positive kedusha that a human being can attain. And through that we fulfill Keshem she'ani kadosh, kachatem tiyu kedushim. As I am holy, so too you should be holy. This is of course much more subtle. The first path to avoid excessive luxury, excessive immersion in physical experience. This is much more subtle to live within that inner dimension, this deep world. Whatever you explained in the introduction to this shah regarding kedusha, we spoke about living an inner directed life, looking at oneself, examining, becoming familiar with oneself. We spoke about knowing one's place, one's time, etc. If you look at it now in the light of the Torah's Kohanim, it becomes very clear. You go back to it and see that it becomes really smooth. V'nei haRamban hanal mamshich hakosef. The Ramban there in Parashas Kedushin continues. V'chein derech haTorah. This is in general the methodology of the Torah. Lifroid v'lichlol b'chayetze b'zeh. It gives specific either prohibitions of its voice and then a general broad a statement that captures it all. Like yeah, there were specific prohibitions and then Kedushim to you as a general statement. And that happens many times in the Torah, says the Ramban. For example, after specifying actual particular specific laws, b'chol masa umatan sheben adam, various interactions between people, lo yisignoiv, lo yisigzoil, lo yitanu, ushar azeroi, so we have specifics, then Omar b'chlad Torah says in general, ve'osiso hayashar ve'hatoiv, do that which is upright and good. Obviously a broad statement. Sheyachnis ve'aseh, hayoysher ve'ashvaya ve'chol lifnei b'shor hazeh nesoch avrav, that after all this lo yisaseh, all of those things, we have an assay of that encompasses everything, all the uprightness, all the hashvaya, all the lifni mishur asadin, all the attempts to go towards one's fellow, to take a step forward, to do that which is correct. That's one example. V'chein b'inan ha-shabas, amar melachos belav, first we have the lav, lo yis Yisrael, lo yis ha-choish, all the lavim, but then it encompasses it all in a general assay. Tishbois. That's the Ramban. Says the author, Hare ha'aseh ha'kilali hu ha'nekuda ha'chiyuvis v'tzuras davar. The Ramban is telling us that the general assay is the positive point in the matter, in the issue. That's the tzuras davar. That's what gives it its form, its real, its shape. Asher al yadah misba'er kol ha'ikev shel ha'gedarim ha'zaruis. The assay clarifies to you the entire extent of all the prohibitions. Now you know how far this lo yisigzol and lo yitignoiv. It's not just exactly what it says in the contract. The assay tells you, v'asisa yashav v'atoiv, it can go a little lifni mishur asadin, and so too in all the other examples. It gives you the tzura of the entire concept. V'chenu gam b'kedusha, coming back to our discussion. The same applies in Kedusha. Shacharei kol halavim, after all the prohibitions, anu zikukim od la'aseh achiyuvi kedushim tiyu. After the prohibitions, whether it's of a sexual nature or eating or all these things, afterwards we still need the aseh, the positive of kedushim tiyu. Ki rak be'omdenu al nekuda achiyuvis shel ha'kedusha. It's only when we ascertain that positive aspect of Kedusha, we see clearly then that we have in focus the loisa says and how to behave and how to make gedorim around ourselves. What is the positive point of kedusha? We already touched on it above in fairly vague terms. In the depth of involvement in Torah, Talmid Chacham reaches this point, she'me'atzmoy u'lemed Torah. Again, as Chazal say about Avraham Avinu, it comes from within oneself. Talmid Chacham reaches a clear understanding, a discernment, ki chai Hashem nesena Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu nesena Torah is alive. It's not this abstract notion. V'chikesher he has a dynamic, vital, living connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from that point, he can then discern and fulfill Hashem's will in those aspects where there are no clear-cut halachos. Because it's no longer something abstract and theoretical. One has this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One can see then that when it comes to this prohibition, that prohibition, there's more to it. The picture is much wider, and he can detect what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in those areas. Those issues that are given over to the shikul das of Talmid Chacham. Finally, to summarize it, kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an instruction, kedoshim tiyu, for I am kadosh, mitoich hisgalus vadauseis barach b'lev Talmid Chacham. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu becoming clearly revealed in the heart of Talmid Chacham, unia parush v'kadosh. Talmid Chacham becomes both parush and kadosh. Not kan.